This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Very intense and could go either way. That's why the forces of evil, of dehumanization, of greed and hatred and lies are so angry and throwing out all the stops right now. Because humanity was asleep and their victory was almost complete. But in the 11th hour, 58th minute, the spirit of humanity began to rekindle its fire. And that's why we see all the intimidation and all the authoritarianism and all the attempts to bankrupt and attack anyone that criticizes these authoritarian control freak bullies in any way.
A few months ago, James Damore learned the hard way what happens when you question the groupthink of Silicon Valley. While working at Google, the world's most powerful company, Damore privately circulated a paper questioning his employer's diversity policies. He didn't attack anyone. He just questioned the internal logic of what he was being told. In this complaint, you have example after example of Google targeting people on the basis of their race and their sex. My impression was that was illegal. Is it?
It is illegal. It's illegal under federal law. It's illegal under California law. And what a lot of lawyers even around the country don't understand, that under California law, we have a unique labor code provision that makes it illegal to discriminate against somebody on the basis of their political activities or their political views.
Head of the United Nations Global Communications says illegally entering the U.S. is a right. But you try to enter the U.N. building, they will arrest you. And if they charge you with fake war crimes, they'll poison you in your jail cell like Slobodan Milosevic. Township shuts down 100-year-old fire department after one member tried to join the Proud Boys. That's your virtue signaling.
The decision made over allegations the board of the fire company failed to take any action after learning one of its volunteers had been affiliated with an extremist group.
We do not want anyone in the township to question or be afraid of somebody that's coming into their home.
That's right. Punish the whole fire department and let the citizens burn to death. Because the leftists will teach you that even being near someone proud of America will cause everyone to lose their jobs. PolitiFact rates 100% real photo of Biden with KKK Grand Dragon as mostly false. That's right. Isn't that just amazing? You know, I had Freer Ricky Ross in here, and he's a smart guy, and he never heard Hillary Clinton say black people are super predators, need to be brought to heel like dogs. That's a quote, by the way. You mean to play it again for you?
We also have to have an organized effort against gangs. Just as in a previous generation, we had an organized effort against the mob. We need to take these people on. They are often connected to big drug cartels. They are not just gangs of kids anymore. They are often the kinds of kids that are called super predators. No conscience, no empathy. We can talk about why they ended up that way, but first we have to bring them to heel. And the president has asked the FBI to launch a very concerted effort against gangs everywhere.
Sabotaging culture, learning how to manipulate people, engaging in deception is cancer. It's knowledge of evil. It's a virus. It manipulates systems that already existed and causes entropy and collapse. It does not progenerate. It does not fount. It does not found. It is not a source. It is not a creator. It is not a builder, a constructor, an expander. They are collapsers. is September 11th, 2019. We're live. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Saw formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Saw powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfraWars Super Silver Cream today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's September 11th, 2019, 18 years since the tragic attacks on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center complex. We'll be breaking all of that down today and what really happened. Now, we were the first, of course, to question the official story. That's now been verified by the New York Fire Department, by major engineering associations and others, that bombs were in Tower 1, 2, and 7. That doesn't mean radical Islam isn't a major threat, but there were globalists working with radical Islam, and that's all been proven, and we've been proven accurate and correct on that. That is coming up. Let me, though, raise the real alarm here, and it's not the economic problems we have. That's bad enough. It's not the debt. It's not the fiat currency. What we're really facing and what we're really dealing with is a societal, cultural, and spiritual decline, and everyone knows that. We could rebuild civilization very quickly if we have our moral compass and if we can trust each other. But when honor and duty and decency is replaced by laziness, decadence, corruption, and then evil, doesn't matter how much wealth you have, it's all completely worthless. Wealth and technology are only tools. And in the hands of evil, it becomes evil personified and empowered. Now, I'm going to do something here today that I don't normally do. And I'm going to air a long report in the first hour that Paul Joseph Watson put together, because it's very well done. It's very informative for radio. It's extremely informative to the nauseation level if you're a TV viewer. But I suggest everyone watch this and really get an idea on just how bad the degeneracy's gotten. And then, just in case you think Paul Watson's exaggerating, just in the last hour or so, I gave the crew 10 clips to go dig out of the archives. We've already got a few of them, but they're getting more, of Democrat events where mainline Democrats, women began sticking their tongues out saying, "Hell, Satan." People say we're demon-possessed. We have as many abortions as possible as a sacrifice to Satan. People saying they want to kill children up to age 3. You have to understand, they're volunteering this. When I went to an event called Donald Trump and Alex Jones and the Fake News that the city of Austin put on last year, people ran up to me when I went to the event that had my name on it. They had downtown blocked off on Congress Street in front of the Capitol and began saying, "We want the children," and hissing and saying, "They're ours. We like them. They're ours, not yours." Like something out of The Exorcist, but real. It's on video. You have to understand, they've taken on the archetype, the spirit, however you look at it. Their spirit animal is a demon. Democrats, liberals, leftists, from the French Revolution up until now, the Soviet Union, you name it in between, were devil worshippers. V.I. Lenin, people that were close to him and books were written about him, he actually worshipped the devil. The Red Terror was about more blood. And so the 911 today is the 60 million abortions, roughly, we've had in this country that we know of, and seven states don't report. California and others are amongst them. So it's probably 70, 80 million. We don't know. And the fact that they're keeping the babies alive is back in mainstream news today. And it's even sicker. It's even sicker. People pose with the dead babies and take photos, the parents. Some Catholics even give the child a christening. And in other cases, they're kept alive and harvested. And we're going to show you this is mainstream news. So they've gotten to the point now where they are just normalizing all of this. And one of the big stories is linked up on drudgereport.com. We've got links to it, to the other stories that are coming out by the hour. Sunday I covered STEM Express CEO admits selling beating baby hearts, intact baby heads, in court hearing. Illinois hospital created comfort rooms for aborted babies to die in. I love the Orwellian name. Comfort room. Keep them comfortable. See, as it is in Virginia, as it is in Illinois. Keep them comfortable. It goes on. New sexual fetish. This is not a joke. Couples getting pregnant and having multiple abortions for the pleasure of killing their children. And it's the husbands and wives and boyfriends and girlfriends. Sickeningly, there's videos of this too, going, there's no better orgasm than after you've murdered your baby. Now, you have to understand, this isn't just something Paul dug up or I dug up. I'm not looking for these people. Now, there's ABC News, abortion addict. I mean, you print that, please. See, there's so much of this, I can't even keep track of it. And these are large groups of women. It happened 3 years ago that they were about to pass a law to ban partial birth abortion in Texas. It didn't pass. And hundreds of women showed up in business suits and began going, hail Satan, and sticking their tongues out like demons and going, bah, bah. I mean, we'll play you the video. So you have to understand, this is real. And the devil wants children, and these people get spiritually high as a kite when they get possessed. And you've got these dead, empty followers out there, and to them, this is the most alive drug they can get on. And it's a drug. It's not just for the elites digging out the pituitary gland and the adrenal glands out of the brain, out of the stomach, on top of the kidneys and eating them. That's all admitted now. We told you 20 years ago. Hunter S. Thompson told you 40 years ago. But it's women getting pregnant on purpose and saying it's about me and my power and killing that little effer. And as these women, and I'll show you a video of women to my face saying, I like to kill my children. And the man she's with goes, I've funded 40-plus abortions. I love killing kids. You're damn right they're babies. Kill those little suckers. Hail Satan. Here's Paul Watson laying out part of this in his report. We'll play the whole report up, but here it is.
Did you hear about this new sexual fetish? Couples repeatedly getting pregnant, then having multiple abortions. What a time to be alive. Question regarding abortions and breeding fetish. I have a female friend who has a really powerful fetish for breeding. She has never used any type of birth control. She is with a male partner currently who is just like her, into breeding, and they've been practicing their fetish for quite a few abortions. I know this fetish. My girlfriend and me have the same fetish. My girlfriend enjoys her pregnancies, and she enjoys the abortion. Her preferred date for the abort is between 20 and 24 weeks of gestation. I enjoy it to make her pregnant, and I enjoy the time of her pregnancy. She has no menstrual period, and she is sexual, very active. Sexuality without prevention is very emotional and inexpensive. In the last 10 years in our relationship, we have done 7 aborts. and my girlfriend is pregnant again with a little girl. Abortion fetish is a great method for birth control. Do not be angry about your girlfriend, but let them enjoy their pregnancies. This is what a baby looks like at 20 weeks. That's halfway through the pregnancy. They have ears, toes, fingers. They feel pain. It is good and rare to hear of a couple, both man and woman, where both members are into abortion and pregnancy. This is a wonderful and potent example of personal power, where sex meets violence and creation combines with destruction. Thank you for sharing your exciting romance and would like to know about how this latest abortion was for you. I can imagine that it's a very bonding experience between you and your partner.
Deliberately creating a baby, letting it almost fully develop, then wantonly murdering it to satisfy some deranged sexual fetish. Wonderful! Breaking
ice. When we come back, we're going to get to it even worse. And they describe the pleasure of chopping them up. They go, I can't wait to murder my little girl. I'm going to chop her up good. Then they do it on the news. Women go.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have hundreds of huge stories, incredible clips to get to, but at the heart of it, the number one issue is the fact that we have massive moral decline, and that's our number one problem, and every metric, every sign shows it. And there are a lot of articles and a lot of videos and a lot of reports that detail all of this right now that people need to be warned about. Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Because if they just put all this out and then normalize it, there'll be no value in human life anymore. And then the globalists can carry out their depopulation operation and the rise of the cyborgs and the post-human world. They're teaching us to hate ourselves. They're teaching us to have no life force. And then they're teaching us, once we're these empty vessels turned over to a great delusion, to actually enjoy hurting the innocent and going against our own instincts, our own spiritual compass. So again, I played these clips Sunday. I'm not going to play them now, of the people saying we keep them alive. We have their hearts. Stanford buys their beating hearts. You know, they kill the babies right there on the spot. They're taken from a hospital and taken over to Stanford. We have their heads intact, which means they're not sucking the brains out in the vaginal canal that federal law states. But a lot of other hospitals don't go as far as to keep them alive and then harvest their organs. Some of the more Christian churches that conduct abortions, so-called Christian, remember, most churches used to be Christian nonprofits. Now they're profitable, but still have the Christian name. What they do is they keep them comfortable. Illinois hospital created comfort room for aborted babies to die in. Now, see, there's a big story out. It's the top story in the country right now, the top trending on Yahoo and on CNN, about how some people out in California went for this big mountain hike, and they got to the gorge they wanted to and thought that they could ride the waves down the waterfall, but it was too rough, so they put a thing in a bottle and sent it down, and the people found it, and they got saved by a helicopter a few hours later. Sounds like a stage story. They could have just gone back. Nobody was hurt. Sounds like a total stage story, like most of those GoFundMe things I tell you are staged, turn out to be staged. Staged, in my view. That's my opinion. Because they're not in a crisis, it's not a big deal, it's the top story in the country. Imagine, you know, babies can't talk. They're there right now all over the country being kept alive, waiting a few days, maybe a week, till all the orders come in for their organs, and then they're killed. They're killed. And they're there all over, and we know the hospitals they're in. We know the universities that are, you know, dissecting them live. We have the court hearings. And we have all of it right there. We have all the admissions. We have the undercover video. And, oh, but that's a hospital, or, oh, that's a university. Hey, that's the establishment. You know, they can do what they want. Oh, but the good people that found the Gatorade bottle that said help, and they pulled it out, and right over the hill was the family that needed to be saved, and then the Chips helicopter came and got them. Oh, yay. People really care about each other. But CNN doesn't tell you about this. Illinois hospital created comfort room for aborted babies to die in. Infants remained alive for hours after abortion procedure because the doctors said, well, the baby slipped out before we could suck the brains out. And so we're just going to go put them in a room to die. And sometimes they don't die, so you got to drop them in water. Now, that's the loving abortion facilities. The loving ones just let them die on their own or go and drop them into a vat of water. But the really scientific ones keep them alive and get top dollar. Because, you know, those hospitals sell the babies and chop them up as well. They just don't get top dollar like you get by keeping them alive. Why are you going to waste all that 7 pounds of meat? So, eyewitnesses, babies born alive after abortion were drowned in saline. Aren't we a good species? Is every... Eyewitness nurse revealed how a hospital in Illinois has a comfort room. Gotta love how that's Orwellian. In which aborted babies who survive for hours outside the womb are left to die. Jill Stanek told a hearing on the Born Alive Act in Washington, D.C. There's video of this. The doctors at Christ Hospital in Oak Lawn perform live birth abortions where the baby's allowed to die during and after the abortion procedure. And in February of this year, they couldn't even get the Congress to pass a law called the Born Alive Act that if you survive outside the womb, they can't kill you. They can't even get a law passed. By the way, once a baby's outside the womb, it is murder to let it die or kill it. But they don't care because they don't want to prosecute anybody. They're trying to pass a law to remind you, hey, here's one more law, don't do that. The hospital provides comfort care. Oh, that's sweet. For the babies, for hours. So if I put you in a room and let you starve to death while you cry begging for mommy, if I kidnap you and put you in a room, it's called a comfort room. Maybe that you call Auschwitz a comfort room. Not being joking about that. It's sick, isn't it? Or malice death camps or comfort rooms. The hospital provides comfort care for the babies for hours after the procedure by wrapping the infant in a blanket and keeping it warm until it dies. Oh. Parents of the baby are also allowed to hold it during this time. Oh, my gosh. If staff did not have the time or desire to hold the baby, she was taken to Christ Hospital comfort room, which is complete with a first photo machine if parents wanted professional pictures of their aborted baby. Oh. Did you hear that? Complete with a first photo machine if parents wanted professional pictures of their aborted baby, baptismal supplies, gowns and certificates, footprinting equipment, and baby bracelets and mementos, and a rocking chair. Because you didn't want it. So you took it and fantasized it, but it's all the creeping death. See, that's now the galloping death. And it goes on to the comfort room and photos and Congress, and they admit it. And just in this own facility, thousands of babies die, some of them 9 months old. She witnessed the nurse deliver the live baby, but then failed to clean up the severed umbilical cord, causing the baby to begin bleeding. The infant was then placed in a bag and thrown in the trash can. It's really actually a tissue can to be processed. Stanek also related how she held a 22-month-old Down syndrome baby for 45 minutes of his life because his parents did not want to hold him. Towards the end, he was so quiet, I could not tell he was alive. Stanek said she held him up in the light to see through his chest whether his heart was still beating. After he was pronounced dead, I folded his little arms across his chest, wrapped him in his tiny shroud, and carried him to the hospital morgue, where all of our dead patients are taken. Want to watch the video? It's there. Yeah, that's how I spend my days. I'm not complaining. I feel very violent right now, as a man and a father would. I'm going to control myself, and we're going to take this country and planet back. We're going to protect the children. And we're going to legally and lawfully execute these people that have been involved in this. They will die. Stay with us. Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Six, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So depending on what numbers you look at, there's been 60 million plus abortions in the United States. But seven states don't report, so it's much higher than that. But if you divide 3,000 people into 60 million, That's quite a many 9/11s. You know, when you talk about the communist Chinese who admit that they killed 115 million of their own people, 84 million of those under Mao Zedong and his Cultural Revolution and his Great Leap Forward. And then you think about Hitler, who got 20 million Germans killed, 22 million Russians killed, 6 million Poles killed, millions and millions of Jews killed, hundreds of thousands of people in the Middle East killed, hundreds of thousands of U.S. killed, hundreds of thousands of British killed, hundreds of thousands of French killed. No one really knows. But a lot of numbers say that 80 million people died in World War II. And the Japanese killed probably 10 million, they're not sure, in China. The United States killed over 10 million Japanese. And we dropped two atomic bombs on them. But that's not what really did it. We had sometimes 3,000 plane sorties. When we had air superiority the last 6 months of the war before the land invasion that was going to happen that never happened. And they would drop hundreds of thousands of incendiary bombs in one day on Japan. And Japan was made out of paper and wood. And so they dropped bombs on days that had 40-mile-an-hour winds, where they estimate 5 million people died in one day during firebombing. That's right, more died in one day than died in the whole war before. So by the time Fat Man and Little Boy were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japanese didn't know what planet they were on. But let's talk about mass death. 20 people die in Texas at a Walmart, and it's the end of the world. And it is terrible it happened. But statistically, slipping in your bathroom way more often way to die than getting shot by a gun. That's a fact. Automobile accidents way beyond, but they don't hype that up because the government, the corrupt elements of it, want your guns. All other citizens around the world except Israel to a certain extent and Switzerland have had their guns taken. And the left that tells you they care about civilization and society so much now admit, yeah, we want to register and confiscate all your semi-autos and then you're single shot after that so you can live under the criminals like them and a corrupt government. But I remember 25 years ago, 27, 28 years ago, I mean, I was a high school senior going out and doing pro-life demonstrations because I was guilty because I'd been involved in some abortions. And then I'd been lied to, and God touched my spirit, touched my soul, and really put it on my heart to get politically involved, first fighting abortion because of that weight on my heart that God's lifted. So I'm not perfect here, but see, I was deceived. I was young and stupid. Once they get you into it and you harden your heart, well, once you know it's evil, then it starts becoming a satanic fetish. And I remember, and now you've seen this in countless videos, people have caught it, where black people would walk over to me mainly. And I've had Reverend Childress on about this, who runs blackgenocide.org, trying to fight that. And they'll walk over and say, you going to try to save these ugly, evil, and call them N-words? And I saw this dozens of times. And weird abortion doctors will come out and like talk like demons and go, I will kill the children. Well, we have it on video now. Would you like me to play it? I will. And it's not just a few of them. You get around abortion clinics and you'll see people walking in going, I mean, whatever you want to call it, killing babies all day ain't good for you. I can show, we're going to roll video where the doctors walk in going, and they'll go, planet serving us. I mean, you don't believe in demons. You've got to go around these places. You'll see it. They'll start going, your planet's ours. Satan is my master. And I mean, we have it on video. I'm going to show you. I don't go to God. I hate Jesus. Where do you think they get stuff like Linda Blair and The Exorcist? That's what it looks like. Go to an abortion clinic today. Witness it. Talk about God. Tell somebody it's wrong. They'll be like, how are you doing today? You know, Jesus is real. And these babies are real. And, you know, it's really bad for what you're doing. Shut up. I'll keep doing it if I want. If you don't believe in God, then you're blind, folks. It's real. And you want to know where the demons are? They're at the abortion clinics. Of course they are. So these people don't care about life. They don't care about you. And you think that was horrible? How they keep the babies alive and how they have the comfort rooms where they die in Illinois. That's the last system. That's how they were handling it. And so they're phasing that out where they keep them alive and ship them off. And now they're going to start pilot programs because the mothers are learning, hey, I could get money for this. Like, she's a farmer. Well, yes, ma'am. Would you like us to cut you in? Which is one way to sabotage all this, because once the lawyers get involved and once the women figure out that that baby's worth $100,000, $200,000 cash, or even more to be adopted, there'll be a race with Christians, and then we'll be able to buy the children and we'll be able to kill them. But that's how this works. Look at this latest article. I mean, drugs is linked to the one Illinois hospital created comfort room for aborted babies to die in. We added a link to this to new sexual fetish, couples getting pregnant and having multiple abortions. And I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. This is not isolated. This is the operating system taking over. When we come back, I'm going to play you some clips of this. You walk up and you say, what are you doing at this abortion clinic? I'm here to make sure we murder more children. I love it. I've killed 30, 40, 50. I enjoy it so much. I love murdering my children. And they're not just trying to shock you. This is really how they operate. It's who they are. Remember how Matt Drudge, not obsessing on Matt Drudge, it's true, got kicked off Fox News' hit show? He showed a baby's hand reaching out of a womb and touching a doctor's hand. Now, that was in a cesarean, if memory serves. They went, oh, it was deceptive. He said it was an abortion. No, he showed a baby being taken out of the womb by a knife. One way it lives, the other way it dies. Point is, it grabs the doctor's finger. It's real. And the big sin is humanizing these people. And again, if we don't humanize them, we don't have any hope or prayer with our other humans once the checks and balances are gone, much less the creator of the universe that does not smile upon this. So on this 9/11, sad for the 3,000 that died. Millions are getting killed by the Islamists. This is terrible. We're going to focus on that more coming up. And what's happening in Europe, the open borders, and Turkey holding Europe hostage, and we have a reporter joining us. It's all coming up. Then a Google whistleblower and Robert Barnes back in studio. But if we don't stand up, and if we don't speak out, and if we don't recognize what's happening, we have no hope. So I'm going to... Paul Watson has a 16-minute report showing these people celebrating killing babies. And this is real. I can show you a newscast. I just remember that one. Where the woman goes in and gets the abortion and goes, oh, it feels so good. Oh, And you think you're watching a porno movie. Hollywood is completely turned over to Satan. This is real. And denying it is going to get us all destroyed. So we're going to come back and play all that briefly. I was thinking about last night that this is probably the time to go ahead and just be completely frank with everybody. And it's really hard to express this properly because there's a lot of facets and a lot of angles and a lot of different ways that I can basically break this down. And so trying to think of the best way to describe it the most accurately is somewhat of a paradox and a conundrum. So before I get to these videos on the other side, I'm going to talk about the future of InfoWars and whether it's going to be here or not. And just really come to grips with that fact with the listeners. Because we've withstood a lot here. In fact, no one has withstood this much attack other than somebody like President Trump. And we don't have his resources. And so we're going to be discussing all of that coming up on the other side. Then Dan Lyman joins us at the start of the next hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So it's September 11th, 2019, 18 years later, and we'll be getting into the controlled demolition of Towers 1, 2, and 7, show you all the proof, and now the Firefighters Union coming out and saying it, and top universities, and all the computer models, and the reports, and we have all the footage. They said they blew it up that day. Does it mean there weren't Islamists involved? Does it mean, like the New York Times said, airplanes attacked the towers? New York Times said Islam had nothing to do with it. We're going to decode 9/11 coming up. But getting back to the big issue, we've got 60-plus million abortions in this country. We've got the left now making it a woman's empowerment thing. And all these TV shows and movies going, get that little bugger, dig that baby out. And you've got women that get pregnant for the power of killing the baby and the enjoyment that they get to kill a human. That happens in psychopaths all the time. It's why the Mansons went out and killed people. They were trying to cause a race war. I mean, that's why cults get together, is they want that power over another life. They want to carry that out. There's a satanic hunger, a vampiric spiritual dark side hunger that we know is real. that manifests itself. I'll get to that in a moment. As the world learns of this horror that's going on right beneath the surface because patriots are exposing it. And now all these governors are passing laws to make it legal to kill a baby after it's born because they've already been doing it. See, if they don't all go to prison, they're too evil to fail, and it's just going to get worse. Now, let me give you a report card on InfoWars. You know that we got shadow banned when Hillary lost 3 years ago. And you know that we've been through a giant demonization process of building a straw man where my character's being assassinated and where I am put out there as the worst person on earth. I supposedly sent child porn to the Sandy Hook parents and children. It's all lies. I mean, you know that. And then in August of last year, they did a concerted banning from LinkedIn to Facebook to Twitter to YouTube to everywhere, and then ganged up even more with lies so I couldn't respond. That's okay. That's what happens when you take on the globalists and get a populist elected, and we're in the middle of a civil war with the globalists. We're trying to take the country back. But a lot of things have transpired and unfolded, and I've really keep thinking about doing a graphic of this with the actual math for you, so I can show you. Then I get so busy covering the news, we haven't done it. But this is what it comes down to. They took our sponsors away by harassing them over the years. They wouldn't let us advertise on a lot of third-party platforms. They took all the digital advertising platforms we had away. They took our commenting systems away. They took most of our merchant accounts that we had for 20-plus years, highest ratings, away. They're now doing it to the NRA. That's in the news today. New Jersey says you basically can't sell guns in the state unless you shut down the NRA. We were the canary in the coal mine. And so I made a lot of cuts and did a lot of things and really bent over backwards to try to keep going and to even try to expand in the face of this, because if you're not expanding, you're contracting. And so I've definitely hit a point with the math. I've never been a guy that does a bunch of math stuff and a bunch of marketing stuff, because I just have a good feel for it and know how to try to run an operation, because the main mission is getting information out. The business end is just the engine and the fuel, the propulsion system to get it there. But in about the last 3-4 months, we passed a demarcation line, a point of really no return, where I am selling product that I have, and I'll be able to continue for a year at our current even slight expansion rate. But then when all of that product is sold out, there'll be no money because I won't be reordering. And so now I've reached the point where I can actually count. I think we're going to have a countdown to the shutdown of InfoWars. 365 days. I mean, really, that's true. And I don't like the enemy to know this, but they've already got moles and they spy on us. I mean, they're fully aware. But all the things they've done to us, you know, having to pay a higher rate for just merchant accounts and having to pay for all our own bandwidth and having to have 24-hour security up here, you know, armed, trained security, and to have it at my house. There's, you know, Antifa. I'm not going to get into it, but let's just say they come around. And Antifa is just a decoy for another group. They're just the fall guys. And so we're in the middle of a revolution. We're in the middle of a war. I know that. Most of our audience knows that. But I'm always saying, hey, if you don't support us, we won't be here. Thanks for the support. And if I hadn't been saying that, the support wouldn't come in and we wouldn't be here. But we've reached a particular point where they thought we'd never last this long. I mean, my God, they give $200 million to Vox just from one group, or $100 million from another, just to run for a year. And they can't even make money and don't even have one-tenth of our reach currently. Or you take Vice is going bankrupt. They put billions behind that. Disney has. And Soros put $500 million in. It's going bankrupt. And Think Progress. And they're all propped up. They never turned a profit. We dominated in the free market realm of ideas. And we were reaching hundreds of millions of people a week sometimes, usually 50 million or so. But now we have the core audience. We're able to get talking points out that get out to the rest of talk radio and Fox News and to the government. The government does listen. Foreign governments listen. Our mission has never been more critical. We've never reached more important people than we're reaching now. We reach a lot of new people thanks to you spreading the word. But it's only through word of mouth and through text messages and emails you do that. And now they're in the news saying they want to stop you being able to share InfoWars over text messages and email. We were talking to an executive at XM yesterday, and they said, yeah, I can't ever get you emails or get your emails. They block that in the system. So we're being blacklisted everywhere. it's intense. And I'm not a victim. I'm a fighter. I mean, you know, if they kill me tomorrow, I've carried out my mission. I've gone super far, had incredible victories thanks to God and your support. And I'm not a loser. I'm a winner. But I am a target. I mean, this is a organic Americana military operation we've run that didn't have any commands or anything. I'm just a citizen and a human following my genetic programming of my ancestors that were all, during critical times, at the head of the fight. And I'm repeating what the genetic code shows. That's why they're like, who's training it? Who's behind it? What's going on here? Well, it's the genetics. And you've got the genetics, obviously. You're tuned in. You might be black. You might be old. You might be white. You might be Hispanic. You might be Asian. The fact that you tune in and care and are informed shows you've got what it takes to be involved. And so I don't want to sit here and run all these ads. We're formatted for radio. People really don't even listen to the ads. And then I don't want to sit here and plug all day on air about the great products we've got. I'm just going to tell listeners that I'm not going to dial things back. I'm not going to lay a bunch of people off. I'm just going to go 100% into the election, and I'm going to spend everything that we've got, and I'm just going to put everything on the front lines and go all in to reignite Americana, to expose the globalists, and to ignite populism worldwide. And I'm not going to just fizzle out and trail out here. I'm going to go out with a big, fiery bang. Now, if you want to listen to that call and go buy a bunch of products and sign up for AutoShip so you don't forget, and if you want to tell others about the show and you want to really get aggressive to support the InfoWar, that'll be wonderful, and we'll go into the election year and get the funding we need. But I'm currently selling out of products and discounting them to sell them where I cannot fund the operation and buy more product. So you understand that. It's kind of like you're on a mission, you've got fuel, and you've got to get to a certain place. But when you get there, there's no fuel to come back. You understand? So, and I'm not going to sit here and just dial back and cut people's pay and then just kind of wobble on in the future. I'm going to 110% pedal to the metal, do work as hard as I can. People are noticing I'm more focused. I'm more on target because we're going into a critical crossroads and we're going into 25 years of InfoWars. Will it make it 26, 27 years? Can you imagine the victory the globalists will have if we're not here? So I make it really easy to get the products. I mean, we go out and go, what's the best-selling skin cream? Well, it's hyaluronic acid with vitamin A and coconut oil. And okay, let's add the best nano silver salt to it that everybody loves so it has that added, you know, barrier to bacteria and viruses. And then we sell it for half the price that hyaluronic acid by itself is sold at the store. And I know why those companies have a 4 or 5 time markup. That's how they pay the taxes and their employees and the insurance and the marketing, all the rest of it. We've gotten in a position where we're usually 150% markup, then we sell it at 100% markup discounted, and then we're usually selling at 50% off. It's the only time you buy stuff, and then by then we're making 20, 30%. That doesn't pay for it. And I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. We've done things nobody else has ever done. We've changed the world together. We've been a self-funded media operation that's done incredible things. And I'm not really worried about it. You fund it, you support it, you spread the word about it, or it goes away. And I've told everybody, even new hires, I said, we got about a year. They'll take some time, you know, trailing off. I expect as we start shutting down, a bunch of money will come in. That'll be too late. Let me tell you something. You don't wind something up like this and then wind it back down and wind it back up. Unless some billionaire came along with $50 million. I've invested over $100 million. You have. In the last 15 years of this place or more. Hell, it's way more than that. You understand? So, you want this to keep living? Hey, feed me, Seymour. InfoWarsStore.com. I appreciate all of your support. Got some big specials right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.